Tammy, first of all, you have been a Bison fan for how long?
Well, obviously, since I went to school there, so that would have been in the early 80s. Since the early 80s.
You're back down for the national championship. What's the vibe like for Bison fans down there?
You know, the vibe is a little bit different this time, and I think it's because the game is on Monday night. So there's still people that are just, you know, getting here now, whether they're flying in or driving. So it's a little bit, the buildup is a little bit slower than I think past years have been. But I think it's just because the game is not going to be on Sunday morning. It's going to be on Monday night. So, but that, other than that, everybody's really excited to be here and pumped and representing Bison Nation very well.
As a faithful Bison fan, how do you feel about the game moving into primetime Monday night?
I think it's exciting. I hope that it's going to give them a lot more exposure to maybe some eyeballs that wouldn't otherwise be watching on a Sunday, early Sunday afternoon. So I'm all for it. I think it'll be good.
And they're not going to be competing with, you know, things like the NFL and things like the college football playoffs. So really, the Bison are on the main stage come Monday night at 6 o'clock at Toyota Stadium.
That's right.
What I mean, with people that you've been around there in Frisco, I mean, what are they saying about this team? You know, new head coach this year, not really sure how things were going to go. What are people saying about where the Bison sit right now?
I think that that what I've gathered anyways is that everybody's kind of really impressed with how scrappy this team has been and how they've just kind of persevered and just kept going and worked on their, you know, maybe if there was gaps, they address them and they, you know, watch the next game and those holes have been filled. And so I think that there's just been a real pride in this group of young men that are really stepping up and continuing the tradition.
The Bison take on Montana State, the Bobcats, Monday night, of course. There's a little bit of history there with Brent Vegan at the helm of Montana State. That's going to be intriguing as a Bison fan, knowing the history that Brent Vegan has with the program.
That is. It's very interesting. And, you know, Brent's a great guy. I think most Bison fans that have been following this team for that long hold a lot of respect for him. And so yeah, it's going to be a great game, and there's lots of little angles like that to kind of explore and dig into, and may the best team win.
How many times have you made the trip for the national championship in Frisco?
11.
And all 11 times? I mean, things must change year after year, but what are your favorite parts of that trip down to what we call Fargo South?
I think one of my favorite parts is getting to know some of the local people here, whether it's at a restaurant or, you know, that your waitress that's serving you at a pub, and getting their feedback and how they're just so excited to have us come down. Obviously, we spend a lot of money when we're down here, but they do talk about how polite our fan base is and how friendly we are, and that I think they just really appreciate the fact that we're just here to have a good time and share that good time with everybody.
Tammy, on behalf of all of us that couldn't go down to Frisco for the game, have a great time and go Bison.
Thank you. Go Bison.